Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, July 14th, 2013 edition of Waking Up Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today we're going to be talking about Egypt. We're going to be talking about why rationalism is a con. We're going to be talking about how do we hang on to a movement when it's being intentionally undermined by paid agents. We're going to be talking about in what way, in what sense did we mean last week that Egypt is calling the question of the state, and that different angles of the truth, different angles on the same reality, once translated into each other's terms or rectified, reveal more of the truth. The June 30, 2013 Egyptian Revolution has brought to mind those words of Victor Hugo: the counterfeits of the past take assumed names and are fond of calling themselves the future. That specter, the past, not infrequently falsifies its passport. Let us be ready for the snare. Let us beware. That's from Les Miserables. I believe that so long as class exists, power will never, can never, retire this magician's trick, this attempt to pass repackaged relationships of class off on us as some bright and shiny, more just future, a sleight of hand which is, just as Hugo said, palming the past in a false show of open hand, that it will down the road unceremoniously shove down our throats. So it's time to look around us and say, is this the future we want? Is this what we want? As the future power plans for us is but a harsher version of what we have right now, let us be ready for the snare. Let us beware. But how? This is essentially the same question we asked last week when we said, what would the martial arts training for ending class look like? Particularly when the deepest pockets that ever were is funding multiple layers of hidden opposition in order to reverse this global awakening led by the Egyptian people. And apropos of, don't know, if you read the words on the website, martial arts, I switched to physical because I don't know what to deal with it. You know, I'm finding every now and then scattered throughout the pages of the Nascent's website these, because I'm such a, you know, technological whatever, troglodyte, I'm not even sure what they're called, but there's some kind of virus or malware or whatever it's called, where they grab a certain word and then turn it into a link to someplace else. And I don't want to even select the link to someplace else. So when I find these things, I have to go and change that word out into a word that hopefully won't be used as a way to grab people and redirect them. So I would say, if you find such a thing, please let me know. But I don't hear from you all, so I'm just going to trust you're out there. And but if anyone should notice such a thing, let me know. I'll change it. So let us not underestimate the threat. As apparently from birth onwards, states know statesmen stay on top only if we stay at each other's throats, which means that practical political education must prepare us for the snare of division and for the hired hands that set it on our path to trip us up. Division is lesson number one in power's plan for controlling us, and its preferred status as a tactic seems deserved. Certainly the moments when it's failed them are moments we never hear of. But around us today, exceptions are taking root in our minds. In Pelican Bay Prison as we speak, and shout out to the brave brothers and sisters who are on hunger strike or supporting those in hunger strike, because hunger strike is hard in any circumstances, but takes a lot of guts, a lot of courage to put your life on the line and stay strong. In Pelican Bay Prison, where in an earlier day, the most severely punished might have turned their pain on each other, are working together in good fellowship, bridging false divisions. And by the way, when I say bridging false divisions, I don't mean healing them, though it's certainly, I think, the first step to healing them. Power knows divisions can't be fully healed so long as they control the design of the society, the design of the infrastructure that contains our lives. So you'll find that it pretends to encourage this attempt as a practice of mental discipline, as individualism, that is to say, which is not a threat to our continuing atomization. Bridging false divisions is what we see when 24 million people are in the streets, or when Occupy settlements grow. We become like a crew at a job site, I wrote in Waking Up, where we find ourselves all together at the same place and at the same time. And we get the job done because we share the same goal. So the only thing we have to do to get the job done is to share the same goal. But I'm arguing that it has to be a big goal, or we get same old, same old. And Egypt is proving that point for us in real time. No matter what extreme measures to divide that we are seeing in the media, Egypt is moving us all as a common humanity, moving us forward at a speed heretofore unknown in history. We can see the truth of it in a single generation. We just have to drive it home to freedom. And even though so many ancestors saw through the cons of civilization, quote unquote, of class, and left their precious help, not a one could overcome the structure of class itself. We have to change the infrastructure. And never doubt, we all want this good fellowship heart, which, if we develop the stances and the practices we need, trumps heartless division, brings the upstart spring. And therein lies the key to a successful strategy when we find false minds are crawling through our movement. I believe that allegiance to our values can inoculate us from the poisonous bite of agent provocateurs. But we also added last week that we have to want to be free to start working on our Kenpo stands. And they've stolen our certainty. As Andrei Platonov pointed out almost 90 years ago, it's as if someone or some few had drawn the feeling of certainty out of us and taken it for themselves, he said. And Shakespeare concurred with his energizing words some 400 years ago that our doubts are traitors. And we must always add that these traitors are created, systematically invented, and over time inserted in our lives. So there's no surprise that we're confused. Last week we said that the structures of class are designed to keep us contained and that inserting good people in them cannot change them. But there's a second part to that question, which is that the real action of statesmen happens behind scenes, and that the forefront is theater. And there's a third part, which is that the imperialism of rationalism erects interior structures in us all. Because rationalism is a con set at a very oblique angle and opaque as well, we will have to come at it from many directions to reveal it. So let's review what we've been discussing of these issues in recent shows.